of the things for me lately has been I heard Casey over and over and over and over again talk about that a shortcoming was something that I shouldn't do. And he talked about that if I think about what I should be doing, I don't ever have to worry about what I shouldn't be doing. Now, I heard that over and over again, but it still didn't stop me from doing things that I shouldn't be doing, because there's that stuff in step six that talks about that I don't really want to let go of all of my defects. Yeah. And it's a building process of letting go of defects, and you attack the ones that are the most prominent first. But, you know, there's a shift that happened, and I can't explain where it came from or how it happened. But it's just a matter of just in terms of trying to live by these principles, where that principle of doing what I should be doing so I don't have to do what I shouldn't be doing really feels like it's a part of my life today. I can go out and live basis, and I can ask God in the moments throughout the day to help me to do that. And so there's somewhere it passed from an intellectual thing where, yeah, I get it, you know, I get that, to something where I could feel it as an inner knowing of knowing that that's the character. That's how I want to live. I want to live that as that kind of a person on a daily basis. So, you know, we all can have our own interpretation of these words, but they're still principles that are truths. But the only way that we can really know what they mean for our own lives is to, you know, come here, talk about them, go home, read them every day, and talk to other people about them, and then start to live by these principles. And as we live by them, then that's our interpretation. Because even though we all have alcoholism and it all functions in us the same way, it also functions in us differently on a daily basis. You know, it's the same sort of same core, but yet we all get off track in different ways.